Time to get going on another Monday morning mastery call. First things first, grab yourself a pen and paper as you will be taking notes this morning. I'm your host, Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network, and I wanted to welcome and especially give you a giant congratulations for being live on this call this morning. Let's get right to the powerful message. Ladies and gentlemen, please help welcome live in the call the chief architect, Mr. Richard Dolan. Welcome, Richard.
Hey, Russell, thanks so much, and thank you to you as well for taking the time out of your family long weekend and teaching every one of you for being here. You know, it's an incredible time for you to sort of sit back and consider something, and that is that by being on this call means way more than any lesson I can deliver. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, it brings me back to a point of where I first learned the conversation called commitment. You know, at the heart and soul of RAIN Mastery, we know that this conversation about RAIN Mastery has really been about real estate leadership, leadership in action. So it wasn't just about the content of real estate knowledge, knowing the things you know, so analysis and cash flow analysis, due diligence, the right properties, and all the reasons and fundamentals as to why it would, in fact, have you do what you do in that business of real estate investing. That being said, the reality is this. We know that the context for real estate leadership is all around who you're being and being in action, meaning who are you being in the matter of being in action around what you know. So that came into question for myself and Don, Russell, and Patrick when we realized that what you know about real estate isn't as important as to what you're doing with real estate knowledge, real estate awareness, real estate insights. So why does this matter on this holiday Monday, and why am I taking up your time in understanding this? Well, you see, it doesn't matter what you know about real estate. It really actually matters what you're doing with what you know about real estate. You see, commitment is the theme of today's call, and commitment is a word that you need to be clear is important to you as a real estate investor, whether as a business owner or as someone who has to actually act and produce results in the world of real estate. You see, commitment isn't just about the results you wish to produce for yourself. Commitment is about who do you need to be in the matter of causing a difference in your life. In other words, what are you meant to do with what you know? Not so long ago, I can remember having had a mentor named Thomas Corey. And Thomas Corey was an incredible man, very successful. His family created a business around this thing called the Duotang. So they did quite well. Needless to say, though, in the world of leadership development, he became a coach, and later then, my coach. I remember that in that program that I'd actually taken where he actually was my coach, he was my accountability coach, holding me accountable to all certain things and certain measures to ensure that I was producing results in the context of learning what I was there to learn. Now, the challenge I had was keeping an appointment. You see, I found myself often missing appointments. I was late, I would come too early, and so keeping my word was under question. Well, he came up with a plan. He gave me this watch that would synchronize with a Geneva World Global time. In other words, every day at 4 o'clock, I needed to call him and reach out at 4 o'clock on the dot, 4 p.m. every day. Now, what had happened was when I first started this, I would call him a few minutes too early, and that was clearly not on time. Then I would call him a few minutes too late. Then I got it down to a few seconds before, a few seconds after. Until one day he stepped up and said, Richard, do you not realize the need to be on time? I said, come on now, Thomas, let's not split hairs here now. I'm calling you at about 4 o'clock. You see, it wasn't about what I thought was on time. 4 o'clock means 4 o'clock. Now, rather than making this call be about what does it mean to be on time, let's dig deeper. You see, if my commitment was to be on time, then I would move everything around me, people, conversations, appointments, my calendar, my movement, the very way I was occurring in the world would all shift for me to be on time. Take this call, for example. Most of you would not know this, but currently I'm in Miami, Florida. I'm currently with clients just getting all ready for a couple of the big events here for game number 5 of the Miami Heat versus Indiana Pacers. And, well, I actually have to break away from a boardroom meeting. I walked out and said, gentlemen, I'll be right back. I need 10 minutes. I've got to contact and connect with my partners from across the country and around the world. And guess what happened out of that conversation? They said, well, when you get back to the table, we'd like to learn more about your partners around the world and across that country called Canada. And what is it that you're doing on that call anyway? You see, by being committed to a conversation called providing my Arane Mastery Call on time when I said it would, actually opened up a few conversations I wasn't expecting. And it's not that I had to let them know what I was doing. It's that I enrolled them in what I was doing by not telling them what I was producing as a result, but what I said I promised I would actually, in fact, deliver. So the reality here is that by being committed and sticking to your commitments isn't just about doing this or doing that. It's also not about sticking to your reasons and justifications, your doubts and your reasons for not doing this or doing that. It's just doing what you said you'd do. And what I find in this conversation called real estate, for example, oftentimes because we never gave ourselves a commitment, in other words, we never committed ourselves to a certain result, we just kind of hang out in that space until we're real tired or we've gotten our fill. The reality here is that if you came into this conversation called real estate, it was for a reason. And whatever that reason is must be revisited and extrapolate from it the very result that you wanted to produce by getting into real estate. Because by producing that result, the actions you need to engage in to do that is the commitment you must live. You see, I want you to write at least one thing down. Commitments aren't just what you say you'll do. Commitments is the way you live to accomplish all you do. It's not good enough to make New Year resolutions unless it's backed by absolute hardcore action to do what it is that you wanted to do. Quit smoking, eat less, work out, start something new, or end something bad. But this is not about New Year resolutions. Commitment is all about what you say you're going to do. So the reality here is, aside from the fact of staying on these calls every single week, isn't about what you're going to learn. It isn't about the fact that you know this is where you're going to get your money's worth. It isn't even about the fact that you're going to get something new that you're not going to get in the monthly forums that we hold in every city across the country. It's the fact that you committed to learning something more inside the realm of your real estate educational journey. And as a result, you're committed to getting that for yourself. That's why we don't have 100% of the people on this phone call. For all the people who are in Arane Mastery from coast to coast, we don't have 100% of them on this call. Why? Because life happens. People have their reasons and justifications, all the facts and all the right to say, I can't make it. I can't do that. I can't make 10 minutes every week to be on a call to realign and reaffirm why I'm actually pursuing more in my life. And for that reason, most of those people will have all the reasons to get to the recordings, and there's nothing wrong with them doing that. But there certainly is something measurably wrong if they're complaining about a lackluster result in their life as a result of it. So being on this call is one thing, but being your commitment is another. So for this particular call and for this week, for this special edition of Arane Mastery on a holiday Monday, Memorial Day for some, and as it's about to come, and Victoria Day for us Canadians, here's what I want you to do. Understand that the value of your buddy lives and breathes in the commitments they know that you stand for when it comes to Arane Mastery. You see, your buddy is there for three reasons. Number one is to converse with them as often as you can to talk about how the homework is going for you. Number two is to discuss amongst yourselves what's challenging you with homework or assignments that have been assigned through Arane Mastery. But number three is for this. Communicate to them, what are you committed to? I'll give you a little hint about commitments in terms of how to live them powerfully. Commitments, when you make them to yourself, is one thing. But when you make a commitment to others, they listen. Robin Sharma, the author of The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, said it best. This is where positive pressure lives. It's not in what you say you'll do to yourself. It's not what you write down and say you'll get done. It's who you tell you'll get this accomplished that then the real truth and magic of positive pressure really comes into play and begins to help you produce the results you stand for. So I want you to consider that being committed more now than ever before is important. I want you to consider now that your actions speak louder than words. And who you are in the world must speak louder then the reasons and justifications as to why not produce those results. Your commitment to producing the results you came for in RAIN is what RAIN Mastery stands for. It's not just about expanding the richness of your educational journey when it comes to learning all there is to know about real estate. More importantly, what it's about is understanding further and deeper how real estate can truly produce the results that had you come to RAIN in the beginning. And your commitment to remain undaunted in accomplishing it is more important than ever before. So your homework for the week is simple. Connect with your buddy and communicate to them this. What am I committed to? What am I committed to inside this RAIN Mastery? What result would I like to get right now? You've got to let your buddy know. Clear and simple. Nothing more, nothing less. And if you want a little bit more of a challenge with this assignment, then try this. Let them know what's standing in your way from accomplishing it. Whatever it might be, a fear, a concern, not enough money, not enough partners, not enough knowledge, or maybe too much of all of it, but just unable to, in fact, act. But whatever it is, let your buddy know. This exercise, doing both, will bring you both closer, but have you exercising the art of partnership, a real prelude to the upcoming workshops when it comes to raising money, the art of the deal. So with that, I'll pass it back over to Russ, and thank you all for being on this call on this very special holiday Monday. Russ, back to you.
Thanks, Rich. Now, go close the deal.
Go close the deal.
Another powerful call. So, ladies and gentlemen, wanted to thank you. Message of leadership in action, commitment. Congratulations for those of you that attended live on this call. The next RAIN workshops are coming up very, very shortly. And if you do have any questions about anything with the RAIN Mastery Program, or just you need an extra set of eyes, or you're just feeling you're getting stuck, you can always call the office at 888-824-7346. We have an entire team there that is dedicated to provide you support. The next call will be the same time next week with the same phone-in numbers. This is Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network signing off. Bye for now.